children quite often pick them up.
Yeesh. I don't think I'd care for that. If two dogs are fighting and someone gets in there and tries to pull them apart, say, don't do that, you might get...
dog bit. Could get hydrophobia.
Isn't that true? Read your papers tomorrow on Thursday. And listen to your radio.
You're going to be some news.
I have an uncle who's in the health department. I spent Sunday night with him, and they're going to have a campaign here.
So,
this is all I know about it. So.
Well, I know we've been hearing a great deal about that over the radio for the last two or three weeks, because we've had this rabbit skunks that got loose here, and they have bit a good many cows, and there's... while a cow can't bite you, you can always get that saliva or something in a broken place in your skin without knowing it. That's really more dangerous than an animal that would bite, because you would back away and get away from an animal that would bite, but you wouldn't think maybe of that.
I've read some reports of that, and it's a terrible thing. Your head draws back and your spine curls backward. Literally break yourself in two.
Yeah. I had a mad dog come through here several years ago. Even got into our cows, but fortunately didn't bite any of them. But it was down on the railroad track. Now those cows knew there was something the matter with that dog, because they rushed down there, the whole herd of them, just pell-mell. They were just frantic. And they never paid that attention to a stray dog. They would look at it, they would stand still, but they all rushed down there. But it had been a neighbor's cow, and they had to kill her.
And that's a loss, too.
So we didn't know for some time. We watched our cows with very anxious eyes, because we didn't know that the dog was over. He shot the dog and didn't kill it, and it got away. It finally died. We found it in the field over there, and we didn't know that it was mad dog, rabbit. Boy, that really can put a scare in your mind, especially when you have children who play outside. And
I imagine it makes you afraid of every living thing.
Yes, you don't know what's been contaminated.
Oh, if you had a horse and a man came to ride it, and he looked as though he were a dude, what might you ask him?
Do you know how to ride the horse? Or manage it,
or if you want to find out about his experience, his past experience.
Have you ever ridden a horse?
Mm-hmm. And if he got up and went over the side, you say he'd
fell off. The horse bucked him off, maybe.
I think that would be my experience. I rode a mule one summer a little bit in the Forest Service, and that crazy mule, if she found two trees this close together, she'd go through them. And she'd try to leave me back there between those trees. I'd pick up those stirrups and feet and all and put them right behind her ears. Oh, and did you ever eat the insides of a pig or a calf, the small intestine?
No, my kind's people do that. That's a very southern... chitlin.
Is that eaten around in this area at all?
Some.
The dish does occur, huh?
But I never would fix it, or my children wouldn't eat it at all, or neither would I.
They knew where it came from.
I don't think all the people that eat it know where it comes from. That's what I just tell. I don't know what the hell fondness for it is, just something odd and different, and they like to say they like it.